Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good evening, folks. It's News to Us, episode 4. And hopefully by the time we get this all taken care of and finished and uploaded, you'll actually be able to listen to this on the app. I have seen the site on the app. I've seen the links on the app. I haven't seen any episodes on the app yet. We're hoping that today is the day it actually makes it up there, so you can listen to this on your drive home, as you're doing chores or dinner or whatever, you know, sort of get your update on news and not have to watch the video to get all of the information. Of course, we do have links that we're going to post to Twitter and Facebook, but,
and of course the days that we only had the video, you didn't have to watch the video either. You could just listen to us.
This is true. This is true too. This is true too. We're going to try and make this an actual podcast where you can listen to it on an actual podcast device. We're getting there.
You're never obligated to watch the video.
No, you're never obligated to watch the video.
Nor
would you recommend it. Why would you want to watch us talk?
There's a reason we're on radio and not TV.
10 minutes. Listen to us. Don't watch us talk. Right. We don't even have that good scenery, you know, really behind us.
Really, we don't. So I'm in a padded room.
Yes, exactly. So we'll move right on to the first story after that quick introduction. Not so quick introduction.
Right.
Today is Juneteenth. So really there wasn't a whole, you know, as you have on most federal and state holidays, there wasn't a huge amount of stuff going on. A lot of people had the day off. That being said, the big story that really came out today was Congresswoman Spanberger writing a letter to the president wanting the Defense Production Act to be used to basically reopen refineries around the country.
Or full capacity, yeah.
Yeah, get them up to increase capacity. Part of the issue, she says, is that, you know, the oil is being, you know, extracted. You know, crude oil is being extracted. The problem is it can't be refined fast enough because a lot of refineries shut down at the beginning of COVID and they haven't reopened. And there's a bottleneck there.
Yeah. And well, she's hoping that, you know, this will relieve some pain at the pump that people are experiencing right now. And President Biden, this, of course, not local news, but this goes well with President Biden today saying that he may suspend the federal gas tax. He may make that decision later on this week. So we'll see what happens with all that.
And this is going to be a good segue, but before we do that really, really good segue, I will say that I don't know that he necessarily goes along with the Defense Production Act, in part because he's done it on a number of other things. And I think that there becomes a point where perhaps Republicans say, hey, you're trying to take over too many businesses. I don't
know. Wasn't that done for baby formula?
It was done for baby formula. And of course, it was done during the vaccines as well.
Right. To get vaccines out when Trump was president.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So I don't know that it's going to happen with refineries, but, you know, it all depends. Let's see where gas prices go. Now, you mentioned the federal gas tax holiday. The state gas tax holiday on Friday did not make it through. There will be no state gas tax holiday. The state Senate with one Republican voting against a gas tax holiday on the state side. Their argument that it would take money away from the transportation fund, that it wouldn't have the impact on prices that Republicans were arguing it would. And so it got defeated.
Yeah. And that happened late Friday night.
Yeah.
After the one day session to address the budget amendments.
And that really went all day too. I mean, they had a lot of, they were voting well into the evening on Friday.
Yep.
They did not create the felony that the governor was proposing in regards to demonstrating outside of a justice's home. I believe I actually mentioned that in the Friday podcast. But also
that was shot down pretty early, I think.
That was in fact, it was defeated by Republicans too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't even get to the state Senate. The state Senate did also reject the proposed ban on Medicaid funding for certain abortions, which was not surprising. It was kind of expected that the Democrats were going to hold the line in that case. The one questionable vote, Senator Joe Morrissey actually sided with the Democrats. He is a anti-abortion rights, pro-life Democrat, but in this case, voted with Democrats on that.
And he was really kind of the wild card swing vote. You could go either way.
Yeah, exactly. And this time he sided with Democrats. Now, speaking of the budget, that's actually going to be signed tomorrow. The governor having a ceremonial signing tomorrow afternoon. So we'll get that. He's not going to try the gas tax yet again.
This will be 9 days before the deadline.
This is correct. But hey, we've gotten closer. We've gotten closer. I know I've covered it.
We've gone midnight oil before.
Yes. So this is actually not too bad. Now, normally we it's taken care of much, much earlier. And in fact, throughout Virginia history up until 2000, it was always done early. It's just in the last two decades that it's really, gotten super close a couple of times. And this is one of them, but not as close as it's ever been. Also tomorrow, it's primary day, and it's primary day in the 7th Congressional District. What's interesting, at least for us here in Richmond, we aren't in the 7th Congressional District anymore.
Even though Abigail Spanberger is.
Yeah, Abigail Spanberger is. She's running in the 7th District, but it's not Central Virginia.
Right.
That district is now a Prince William County, Stafford County. Basically, if you were to take Prince William County and then go westward, that's where the district is now. And the Republicans are running a primary tomorrow to determine their challenger to Abigail Spanberger. There's also a race in the second district for the challenger to Elaine Luria, the Democratic congresswoman down there. The reason I mention those two is because those two are the most competitive races that we're going to have in the fall. And they both have Republican primaries, so it'll be interesting to see how they resolve.
Right. Aside from, where I live, there is a local municipal primary going on. But in general, it's a pretty quiet primary day tomorrow.
Right. Exactly. And it's a little bit further back than normal. I vaguely recall.
Yeah, I don't remember one being this late in June before. I thought it was earlier in June.
I do. But you know what? I believe that may have, now that I think about it, I believe that may have changed a couple of years ago, in part to avoid conflicts with schools still being in session.
Okay. They pushed still have more schools, back. So they don't have to take another day off.
Of course, as soon as they did that, all the local schools are in the process of moving back to ending at the end of May anyway, so it wouldn't have conflicted here.
Right. So, I mean, it's still some. I mean, Henrico is going until well into June. They're already out too.
Richmond is still. I believe Richmond's the only one that's still in this week right now.
Okay.
But all the over the next couple of years, they're all going to end pretty much right around Memorial Day.
Yeah.
That's the case here. Speaking of stories that happened over the weekend, we mentioned the stuff that happened Friday with the General Assembly. Also, over the weekend, there was an arrest made in that random stabbing attack in Chesterfield, the one that was just north of Courthouse Road. And it actually turns out to have been a neighbor that at least that's what police are saying, that attacked these two people in that neighborhood near Reams Road Elementary. Don't understand exactly what went into that attack. They haven't provided many more details in that, but it was apparently a neighbor that was arrested.
To believe like the people, I mean, Chesterfield police had said that the people who were the victims, this guy was not known to them. Yeah. So it was either a neighbor who kept to himself and didn't really make himself that known in the neighborhood. I don't know. A lot of questions.
Yeah, exactly. So there's probably still more details to come out with that. Also, there were four people who walked away from what basically amounts to a prison camp down in Hopewell. This was a federal prison camp down in Hopewell.
Right.
And they're still looking for three of them. The fourth walked back to camp on Sunday.
Right. You would think that, and actually, according to the Times-Dispatch, they were talking to a U.S. Marshals person today who said that the one guy who came back actually came back yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So, his name is Tavares Graham. So Tavares Graham is back. The other three are not. You would think that prison officials or whomever would be asking this guy, where are your three friends?
Yeah, exactly. And we don't, you know, they haven't really revealed details if they were actually, you know, planning this together. This just happened to be a crime of opportunity where four people were, you know.
Right. And maybe the guys weren't friends. It's like, hey, look, here's an opportunity to get out of here. You in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Next? So, but they're still looking for three of them. And I happened to just do some quick research on the three. All were either sentenced, tried, and convicted, or at least were convicted here in Virginia or in North Carolina. So, you know, they are relatively local. So,
yeah. And there is a prison kind of in that area near Fort Lee, and this camp is connected to it, but I don't know if it's on the property or not.
Yeah, yeah, I did see that, but there is the federal prison down in it. It's called the federal prison in Petersburg, but it's, you know, it's in that general area. So, so that's basically it. Again, today was Juneteenth, a federal and state holiday, so the markets were closed, banks were closed, state and local government were closed. So it was a relatively light day news wise. I imagine it'll pick up as the week goes on a little bit more. And of course, tomorrow again we have the primary to keep an eye on. So that's it for episode 4 of It's News to Us. And again, you know, if you do get the chance and you can download it, and it does show up on Apple Podcasts and all of those other places, Stitcher, Spotify. I remembered it this time.
I was ready to help you out.
I know you are. I could see it. All those other places you can download podcasts. Please give us a review, help other people find this. And we really want to, you know, help give people another way to get their news, and maybe a little less formal way.
So. Yeah. And something that's a little more in depth than the 3 to 5 minute newscasts we provide on air.
And it sounds less formal. Not that we try to do formal newscasts, but you know, this is a little bit more relaxed.
More conversational.
Yeah, more exactly. So that's it for us. We will talk to you again on Tuesday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.